Hello and welcome to The Spark of a Game, where we talk with indie game developers about their upcoming projects. I'm your host, Doug Kent. Video gaming industry is a billion-dollar business. In 2020, it hit an all-time high with $66.88 billion U.S. dollars. All this money is not only flowing to the big industries like Sony or Nintendo, though. Indie studios also make their fair share. Hollow Knight sold 300 million copies by December 2020. We will be looking further into the world of these indie game developers. We'll be talking with Peter, aka Lunatic Dancer. For him, gaming is his life. He works for Pyramid Games as a developer in Lublin, Poland. He's also working on an indie project of his own, Echoing Serenity, which we'll be discussing in more depth later in this podcast. Peter has been gaming from a very young age.
I got my first computer at the age of 8. I was living computer-free until that time. And when I got the computer and got some games with it, I was instantly hooked. Games are my thing. I started playing them like crazy. And then a few years later, like I was about 13, I just had the revelation that you can make games. You not only can play these things, you can also make them. So I was immediately researching how to do these things, and I was learning a lot of programming languages. I was messing with a lot of engines. And that's how I got into it.
I was also engrossed in just computer games and that kind of thing. And I also started doing some game design pretty young. Nothing as advanced as doing computer programming languages. I used something called Games Factory, which is a kind of a drag and drop system where you could set up interactions and things. But then
I was using that a lot. Like, it was my first engine. I was the Games Factory. Then I went into Multimedia Factory, which is the same thing, just reskinned. Then Game Maker, finally. It took me like 3 years to skip to Game Maker.
I got really into games once I did my first game jam for Lumendari, which was only a few years ago. So that was when I really got into gaming. And if our listeners don't know what a game jam is, it's a short period of time where you make a game, usually either a weekend or a week's amount of time, and you create a game in that amount of time, which is a really good experience for upcoming game developers because it gives you a goal to set and you complete it and you end up with a finished product. It's not going to be anything fancy. Obviously it's not going to be a AAA thing that you made in a weekend, but you have a game and that's really pretty cool. So that's where I got started.
Yeah. These are cool challenges. Like, I was spamming jams pretty frequently when I got into Game Maker. Like, I was every jam I could get my hands on. Mm-hmm. I was just, yeah, I'm participating. But nowadays, that's too much crunching for me to do. Like, I'm an old geezer now.
I came to the same realization once I was doing one pretty much every weekend. It gets draining. And then also, once I entered university and doing my master's in game design, it just kind of changed the whole feel of what I kind of wanted to be doing for games and kind of wanted to do a larger project, which I noticed as we were talking, we're going to be discussing your game Echoing Serenity. And so segue into that. Tell us more about that and kind of where you're at on it and plans for the future and so on.
Yeah, so if we are to talk about where is the game at, let's say it's slowly approaching some alpha stages. Like,
okay.
The game is randomly generated. And so it's pretty system driven, like it has a fundamental that needs to be done for it to function, and then you add content like in most randomly generated games. So at the moment it has a fully functional generator, it has fully functional dialogue system, like you can talk with NPCs, you can choose options, there's already some dialogue to talk through. And yeah, the game is pretty early on. Like, once I'm done with the fundamentals, it will be a lot of content making. And like, the fundamentals, it's like 15% of the whole process. And then I will be machine gun crafting the content of the game.
How much is randomly generated? The world or the NPCs and things also, randomly generated and kind of their dialogue and things. What's the whole backing of the engine that's creating the world?
You're listening to The Spark of a Game. I'm your host, Doug Kent, and we're going to be back to our interview with Peter.
So it's I kind of set it all up so it's pretty reasonable. Like the NPCs are pre-made. All of them will be pretty deeply written. Like they will have a lot of dialogue per NPC. So randomly generating that would make little sense, especially because the game is about something. So I just don't want to
Don't worry. Yeah.
let it all be done by chance. But the world generation is based on chunks. Like you have these rectangular pieces, like very little levels, and these levels have exits. Like you can just set which ways it can be traversable and which ways are solid walls. And the generator just puzzles these, fits these, so they make sense together. Like it just tiles them, the mini levels into a coherent world. And within these mini levels, there's also random generation of things, like some levels can roll if there is grass or there is not on the ground. Or what are the tiles of walls and etc. It just like it has little variation within the levels, and then there's the levels, and these are pre-made, and I can just make more of them, and then the world is more varied.
So I was wondering, what were some of your inspirations then for the game?
Of course there were. Like the first inspiration I had for this was when I was browsing Steam, and there was this free game called Hymno, and it looked pretty promising. Like what it promised was you get a randomly generated platformer and you cannot die within it. Like it's supposed to be a relaxing exploration. So like, yeah, I like this concept, and I downloaded it, played it quite a lot, and I'm like, yeah, so this is not what I was promised. Like you can die in this game pretty easily, and then you start over from the beginning. And not only that, it's pretty clunky to control. So I'm like, yeah, so this is a great concept that was not yet done properly. And that sparked the initial idea for the game. Then other places of inspiration. The most obscure one is this music album called Soft Hair by the group, also called Soft Hair. It's this like chill album. It's called Psych Pop. Basically, it's pop but psychedelic. And it's like both joyful and sad at the same time. It's a really weird kind of music. But it's relaxing. First and foremost, it's relaxing. So like I want to make a game that feels like this album.
Thanks for your time. So if there are any social media or anything you wish to plug at the end while we just wrap up right here, go for it.
For sure, I'd recommend checking out my itch.io, which is lunaticdancer.itch.io. All my games are there, like the jam ones and the more serious ones. And my Twitter, which is @lunaticgamedev, because Lunatic Dancer was already taken. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Spark of a Game. You can find all our episodes at edspace.american.edu/thesparkofagame. Make sure to tell all your gaming friends. And I've been your host, Doug Kent.